Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Out of home care support organisation Foster Care Angels has launched a new online education program called A Maze in Mind, designed to provide mental health education and support for young people leaving out of home care. These might be foster kids. They might be kids in temporary accommodation. Foster Care Angels was awarded a grant by the St. George Foundation to fund that program, and we wanted to find out more about that. Wendy Bennett is from Foster Care Angels. Welcome to Open House.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Before we talk about the new program, the mental health support, talk about fostering or kids leaving fostering generally. I know there's a range, obviously, but what are the sorts of things that you're seeing as kids leave fostering?
I guess the kind of issues that we're seeing is that, you know, a lot of kids just aren't supported. They get to 18 and then it's kind of like, well, then what? They're either, you know, go to a, you know, like government-supported housing, or they're homeless. I think a third of young people who leave foster care actually end up being homeless in the first year. There's a huge amount of young people who are involved with the criminal justice system. So just the reports show that people with an out-of-home care experience don't necessarily have great outcomes for numerous reasons, as you said.
Is it fair to say, though, that, you know, for many people there is a great experience? Like if a third are homeless, that means two-thirds go on to actually successfully transition to having a home life after the age of 18?
Yeah, and I guess it's what you would call a successful home life. I mean, there's a lot of young people who end up in supported living.
Yes.
So it's not homelessness as such, but it's not their home. They're in a temporary accommodation facility that then tries to get them out into the rental market. So I guess, yeah, you could look at it. Two-thirds do great, which is amazing. But, you know, the 46% end up in, you know, having contact with juvenile justice, that's almost 50%. That's not great.
Yeah.
You know, and only 3% of young people who have a out-of-home care experience go on to university. So
this is the other side of fostering that we often don't think about. And look, once again, we know plenty of really great foster placements that have worked really well, and they're generally the ones that are long term. But my own experience in the policy area around this is that the experience for a lot of foster kids is multiple placements. I mean, I used to hear about kids that had had 20 placements by the time they were two, for instance. Now, these are the years when you're forming really important attachments that are literally making neuro connections in your brain, generating your sense of emotional well-being. If you're having 20 placements by that age, then you've got, you know, you've really started behind the eight ball as a person, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the formative years are critical in, you know, learning how to form bonds, learning how to form attachments. And it's, you know, the issues that start at such a young age that don't necessarily get picked up. And then it results in, you know, these young people become teenagers and they have all that puberty issue to deal with on top of, you know, not having had a stable start to life. So it kind of like just compounds really the issues.
And so why was Foster Care Angels started? What was the original impetus?
Well, the original impetus was it was founded by Kelly and Glenn, and they were foster carers, and they had young people who came to them literally with nothing, just the clothes on their back. So they started to put together themselves little packages. So when kids came to them, that they had their own toothbrush, their own teddy bear, their own hairbrush and little things like that. And it kind of like just grew from that, really. They were like, well, if we're experiencing this, then other carers are going to be experiencing this and this and this. And I think just talking to other carers, they found that it was a common occurrence that children would turn up at a foster care placement with nothing, literally just the clothes on their back. So, yeah, Kelly and Glenn founded the organisation with that idea that, you know, we need to be able to give these young people something that's theirs that they can take with them that isn't secondhand, that's brand new, it's not used, it's just for them. And, yeah, we've had some really great feedback about how it's positively impacted these young people.
You also provide, as well as the care packages, bed in a bag, for instance. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, so I think guests are all about, you know, trying to empower these young people and giving them the very best things. So Bed in a Bag is for young people who are living in a residential care facility. Mm. So instead of having a bedding that's been used by, you know, 20 or 30 other people and has just been through the industrial laundry system, this mm-hmm. is brand new bedding for them. So it's a brand new pillow, a duvet, quilt cover, sheet, pillowcase, towel, and it comes in a, you know, a really nice bag that they can then use if they have to move around, but it's there to take with them.
Yes.
So it's kind of like giving them that resource that it's one less thing for them to worry about if they do have to move on.
And there are other physical resources as well. I just encourage people to go to your website and have a look, because you're asking people to support some of those, maybe sponsor some of those initiatives, and it's fostercareangels.org.au. I'll give that again at the end, fostercareangels.org.au. But moving into the emotional space, so you've devised this program based on your own experience as a counsellor that
yep.
provides counselling for kids leaving care. What's their need at that point?
Well, I guess their needs can be quite varied. The aim of the program was to kind of like help educate these young people as to what mental health issues can look like, what they can feel like, and also to give them some self-help skills of how they can, you know, support their own mental health and well-being.
A lot of young people struggle with that, but perhaps if you've been in multiple foster placements or if you've been in a care house environment, what we used to call group homes, supported accommodation, then maybe you just don't have that level of awareness of your own mental health needs. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea, really. So it's, because these young people don't have the family networks, the support networks that other young people have, you know, they're not typically that great at attending school. So school-based programs, especially if they have a lot of placements as well, they can miss out on things.
Mm.
So this program, it's it can be accessed 100% online or it can be accessed face-to-face. We found that with the young people, they don't necessarily like talking about this kind of thing face-to-face. So that online program really gives them that anonymity to be able to participate without having to really, you know, give too much of themselves. So, we found that that's been really, really popular with the young people.
What sort of response are you getting?
Really positive. So we're working with MacKillop Family Services and we're rolling the program out.
Oh, MacKillop, yes.
Yeah, MacKillop Family Services. So we've run the program out to some of their group homes, and the feedback that we've had from the young people themselves has been overwhelmingly positive, that they've, you know, really learned something new, found it useful, and would highly recommend it to other young people. So that's been really great to have that feedback.
Well, can you give us an example of how it's been helpful?
Sure. So we've had a young person who left out of home care 12 months ago. So she's 17.
Mm-hmm.
And she's currently in a supported placement, and she's been having difficulties with anxiety. She struggles to leave the house. So she's struggling to get a job.
Mm.
And although she sees a psychologist, she's not really progressing as much as she wanted. So this program she found really useful in able to identify in herself those symptoms. So when things were building, she had some strategies that she could put in place that kind of like stopped the anxiety from building.
Mm.
So it really helped her in being able to understand herself more. I guess the program is kind of like self-awareness, self-education, and getting to know yourself better so you can identify symptoms in yourself, and you've also then got the skills and tools to support yourself.
Yeah, listening to you speak, it's becoming quite clear. These mental health services can be hard for parents to access on behalf of adolescent kids, for a range of reasons. Firstly, availability, being able to get appointments, even just knowing where to go can be hard enough. And I've certainly known parents who've walked their way through that maze and found help, because it is there to be found. And if you engage
Absolutely.
Your local family doctor and so on, it's there. But but now I'm imagining a young person who is essentially on their own, and how that would work, not just on their own with a family somewhere in the background, but you know, on their own with no one in the background. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the gap in the market that you've identified, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, and that's what we we think is great about our program is that these young people, they don't need to go to a GP or a caseworker or anything. They don't need to have a referral. They can just phone us up and we book them on the program. So it's, you know, really empowering for them to be able to take control and to do something for themselves as well.
Mm. Now, the St. George Foundation, that's, I think it's the charity that's run by the staff of St. George Bank, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've recognised what you're doing and gave you a pretty neat little grant recently.
They did, yes. They've been wonderful in supporting us, a $50,000 grant that they gave us. So that's really enabled us to be able to, you know, bring this program to life, really, and to get it out there to as many young people as we can.
Well, congratulations to St. George, and especially congratulations to you, Wendy, for developing this program with your colleagues there at Foster Care Angels. Where can people find out more?
So you can go to our website, which I think, as you said, is www.fostercareangels.org.au, or they can call us. Our office number is 02 9899 6006, and yeah, we're happy to give you as much information as you would like.
Wendy, thank you for being with us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Foster Care Angels is the organisation, and Wendy Bennett is the person, one of those, behind that new program for mental health assistance for kids leaving foster care. It's just a great story, isn't it? There may be other services around Australia that want to adopt something similar. Get in touch with Wendy and find out how they're doing it. And there may be, in fact, I'd be quite sure there are other services around Australia providing all kinds of support. Those stories are just, they're just gold. This is what our community is about. Organisations like that working at a local level, in this case they're in the Hills District of Sydney in the northwest, but organisations like that doing great work, making our society work. It's not governments that make it work, it's not big corporations. Yeah, they all play their part, isn't it true? But, you know, it's organisations like that, people like that, who make our society what it is today. We love telling those stories here on Open House because their story, we think they're stories of God at work. When you see something that's as undeniably good as someone whose heart is bent towards helping young kids in foster care who need all the help they can get, when you see that posture of reaching out to others just because it's the right good thing to do, we think that's evidence of God at work in our communities. And we love telling those stories, and we'd love it if you want to let us know about things that are happening in your own area, wherever you are around Australia. Let us know about those things so that we can chase them up and tell you about people who are doing great things.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.